Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
گھر سے ڈولا چلا لاڈلی کا کیا کیا نظارہ ہے یہ زندگی کا گھر سے ڈولا چلا لاڈلی کا کیا کیا نظارہ ہے یہ زندگی کا کتنے نازوں سے پالا تھا ہم نے ہر طرح سے سنبھالا تھا ہم نے ہائے ہم سے جدا ہو رہی ہے ہائے ہم سے جدا ہو رہی ہے گھر کی یادوں میں وہ کھو رہی ہے آج بابل کرونا نہ پوچھو اور ماں کا تڑپنا نہ پوچھو آج بابل کرونا نہ پوچھو اور ماں کا تڑپنا نہ پوچھو گھر سے ڈولا چلا لادلی کا کیا کیا نظارہ ہے یہ زندگی کا
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم Wednesday morning on our program The Bliss of Marriage. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia and of course with me is our beloved honorable respected fadilatul ustad Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah. Let's welcome of course our beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Ismail and Company, and let's welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. I want to welcome my beloved engineer, Brother Bonface. And yes, we go to our respected, honorable, Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
To the brother says, dear Mufti Saab, respect goes a long way. My wife swears my mother and says she's not her mother to dictate to her how to treat me. I'm stuck between the two worlds, Ustad. Help, help, help. Anonymous, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Islam, this is the system and the sequence we have. First, our allegiance to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thereafter, to the Prophet Muhammad Nabi Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And thereafter, to our parents, and in the parents, more to the mother than the father. So it shows every person's parents are very, very special to him or her. Now you, my brother, you are married. So now your wife may be swearing, abusing you, and then she abuses your mother, meaning her mother-in-law, or you abuse her mother. Whatever the case is, all this is absolutely, totally haram. So what is the solution in these cases here? The solution you must remember is this. Let us go to the hadith of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. Inna a'dama an-nasi haqqan ala rajul ummuhu. When a person gets married thereafter, so still his own biological mother has the greatest rights over him, even more than his wife has over over him. Wa inna a'dama an-nas haqqan 'ala al-mar'a zawjuha. And the person who has the greatest rights over the lady after she's married is her husband. Her husband has greater rights over her than even her own biological parents. So what both of you need to do is this, that you'll need ta'aleem, you'll need education, you need targhib to encourage one another and so forth and so on. So you must start ta'aleem in your house. Take Hazrat Mohana Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith Nawar Allah Marqadahu's books on Fadail. Take Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah's book Riyadu Salihin and read that. And obviously you need some alim or somebody to explain to both parties. Every Muslim must know there is hukukullah and hukukul ibad, the rights of Almighty Allah and the rights of creation as well. What is Islam? Islam teaches us to pray, P-R-A-Y, to Almighty Allah, and not to pray, P-R-E-Y, on the creation of Allah. Now, if we bring it and we narrow it down and make your case a case study, so why is she hitting you? Why is she swearing you? Did you treat her badly? Did you have an affair with other ladies? Are you busy with alcohol, drugs, and so forth? It's something abnormal. Why should a woman do these type of things? So we always need to go to the root cause, not only to the top. We need to go to the bottom as well. So you, my brother, you need to do some soul-searching, introspection, that kamat adinu tudan. If you want respect, you have to give respect. So how much respect did you give your wife? Maybe you treating her roughly as well. Yesterday, last night, I spoke of all this in our masjid, yeah, in the tafsir. Surah 4, verse number 19, 20, 21. Wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'ruf. Treat your wives with love, with respect and honor and dignity. And we know majority of the husbands today across the spectrum in all countries of the world, majority do not do that. But when the wife complains, then they'll say the wife is swearing and abusing them. Or when the mother takes the part of the husband, so her son, then she will say that no, you must stay out. Another point, which when I mentioned this initially, some people feel that no, that is not right. Remember, this is Islam. We are not here to curry favor with people. Whatever the daughter-in-law does for the mother-in-law, father-in-law, the in-laws, it's just a favor. It is not something mandatory, compulsory upon her. So we must also realize, as the mother-in-law, father-in-law, whoever, that this daughter-in-law has come, she married your son. She didn't marry you. So if she does khidmat for y'all, she's cooking for y'all, cleaning the house, doing that, it is just mimbabil ihsan. She's doing a favor. It's not something that is imposed upon her. So all these factors we should get into our system and understand it properly.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustad, listen to this one. It says, Dear Mufti Sahab, my husband and his father are estranged and not in contact. Recently he brought a young woman home saying it's his half-sister from his father. She needs a place to stay and she is pregnant. I secretly contacted his father and it is a lie, Mufti Saab. This woman is his second wife. I am so distraught. I can't have kids, so this stabs me more. I am so broken. What do I do? Please help me, Ustad. Anonymous.
Here there are three issues. Issue number one, you say that between the father and son, it seems that the relationship is strained. Allah alone knows whether they are talking, speaking, any contact or not. If there is no contact, remember Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, chapter 47, verses 22-23, Almighty Allah states, in tawallaytum, that if you have authority, people have money, people have influence, people have knowledge, whatever it might be. So you have some authority, and tufsidu fil ard. Now you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. Wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. You cut off ties. So the son tells his father, go fly a kite. The father tells the son, you'd go do that. So remember, there's no more talking, speaking, nothing. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَأَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Those are the people Allah's curse is upon them. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارُهُمْ. Allah makes them spiritually deaf, spiritually blind. So it means that when it comes to worldly matters, they will understand. But when it comes to deen, religion, then their ears will be closed, their eyes will be closed, their hearts will be closed. Imagine. So let us go back to this Quranic verse, chapter 47, verses 22-23. And remember, I told you on Monday night or Sunday during the Q&A, the prerequisite and the condition for our actions to be accepted now is Rajab. We read Allah Mubarak lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan, and then Shaban, then Ramadan. We want our actions to be accepted by Almighty Allah. The prerequisite for that is reconciliation. You have to reconcile immediately. Otherwise, all the good deeds we do, all are rejected and will not be accepted by Almighty Allah. Utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. Leave these two people, two parties, till they reconcile, they make salam. So remember that both of them, and you, the son, you should take the initiative. That's your father. Even if your father is wrong, you must still take the initiative and go and reconcile with him. So that's the first issue. Second issue is this, that they brought a lady. And they said she's pregnant. And he tried to create her, you know, that make you a fool and so forth and deceive you, that this one is like this, you know. So you must remember, that's the point I just made now, that when you are living with your husband, it is your Islamic right that you must have your own kitchen, your own bedroom, your own house, your own flat. So he can't come bring his number two there and expect her, you to make it serve her and so forth, and that also based on a lie and fabrication. So therefore, I told you, you must remember, majority of the husbands today, Muslims, for them to get married, second wife, all that is unacceptable. Why? Because Quran itself is telling you, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. When you fear you cannot do justice, then you stick to one wife only, have one wife only. Quran is telling you. So now he wants you to now make her khidmat, look after her. And that's not your business. And all this was done behind your back, and he stabbed you in the back and so forth. So you see, that is how the husbands operate today in many cases we know about. So you must tell him, fine, you got married, you go arrange house for her, do whatever you want to and all these things here. But she's not staying here in this house here. And you can't be leaving her in this house. All this you need to make very clear. And third one, you must bring his the father and your husband closer together. Don't play one against the other. So you must remember that if he says no, that this is his, you know, he gives you some stories and so forth, so always verify it to by the father, your father-in-law and so forth. So that is what you need to do. But these are the basic rules that you need to know.
Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, we go to Boysons. It says here, few years ago, I made a mistake. I cheated on my wife, dear respected Mufti Saab. I made Tawbah, and I have changed my life. Now she carries on like a jealous bat. She has gone to the extent of tapping my phone and following me. I am sick of this, Mufti Saab. I want out of this marriage. Anonymous brother, Boysons Ustaz.
Yes, but don't you realize that you created all the problems? وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall you, is because of your own actions. For us, it's very easy to say, yes, that you cheated and you slept with another lady and so forth. That's adultery. Adultery in Islam is punishable by death. These are the ayats we are discussing. Monday we started with Surah Nur, chapter 24, and we discussed it, verse number 2. Surah chapter 24, verse 2 and 3. And for fornication, 100 lashes for the male and female in public. And remember, in 54 Sahaba mentioned the hadith of zina, meaning adultery, and that is the death penalty. So therefore, we need to be very clear that you are the guilty party. Now you just read 2 rakat salat, and then you think that mask a little bit, tawbah, cry a little bit, and it's, you betrayed gained the trust of your wife. She came to you as a virgin. You deflowered her. You used her. You have children from her. And now how hurt she will be. You can't just tell her, no, I made Toba and everything is hunky-dory and everything is fine. It won't work like that, my brother. So don't speak about that you won out. But you are the guilty party. So you must tell her, darling, let us go through this together. And yes, I'm wrong. And you must tell her that you don't have to tap my phone and all that. Yes, the phone, there's no secret code. Or if there's a code, show her the code and she can have access to your phone, to your internet, all that 24 hours a day. So not you turn the other way around. You must open up to her and say that, fine, I'm the guilty party. I'm asking Allah for forgiveness. I'm asking you for forgiveness. And let us go through this together. Marriage is a partnership of dukh and sukh, that we share the happiness together, we share the difficulties together, but now you want to look for the easy option and say, no, you are to blame, but now you want to blame that, you want to use the blame game. And the blame game is an old stunt, an old tactic of the husbands, that now they want to blame the wife, but they know they are to blame, but now they turn the whole story the other way around. So that's wrong, my brother. You must take the blame and win the confidence of your wife, and then the two of you go through. You got children, so you must remember that. So how can you just walk away from that? So you'll get involved in more vices, Allah forbid. So ask Allah for His mercy. Allah Ta'ala is all forgiving, but same time ask your wife also for forgiveness. And Marv, don't have any secrets. Meaning, whether it's the phone, whether it's the internet, whether it's this, leave everything there. Be transparent. Tell her she can go through it anytime she wants to. So in that way, you have confidence building measures, and then your marriage will progress, inshallah.
Subhanallah. The brother is asking for Marv, Ustad.
You don't have to ask me for Marv, brother. You have to ask Allah for Marv. Ask your wife for Marv, my brother.
Allahu Akbar. The brother says, Mufti Sahib, I do have three daughters. Just please make dua for me, Ustad. He says his iman is weak.
Now see, that I just said you got children. I don't know. Yeah, now you got three wonderful flowers. Now how can you ever think about walking away? So how will you face them and look at them in the eye? After 5 years, 10 years, they'll be getting married and you walked away. So you must tell them that you are my pillar of strength. You don't have to tell them your history and geography for your children. But you told your wife, fine. So keep on asking Allah for forgiveness. Keep on asking her for forgiveness and say, let us make our children such that the Qurrata Ayun. So you read Surah 25, verse 74. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses, grant us our children that are the coolness of the eyes. Read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Tell your flowers, your three daughters, to read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. They want to see a stable family. You know what the psychological impact it has on the children. I'm a teacher, and remember when I was in Newcastle 20 years, now yeah, 20 years. So, but they wish to interact with the students. So I could tell you exactly that this youngster comes from a stable home and this guy comes from a broken home. Because you must remember the tarbiyah, the training, there's so many things. So you must be the ones that sit together as a family. Tonight, today, Wednesday afternoon, duas are accepted. So I don't know where you are, but let's say you are at home for that half an hour, 50 minutes. Come on, let's all get together between Zohar and Asr and you make dua. Husband, wife, father, mother, three daughters, and you make dua in Zulu, English, Gujarati, Meman, Greek, whatever, Portuguese, whatever, no problem. You first praise Almighty Allah, then you read Salawat, Durood Sharif upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then Allah say Mangna. You see how much confidence you will build in your children, how much love you will build up. But when you and your wife, you're going to be at loggerheads and so forth, you're a PIA and all that, you are troubling me and us and us and all this type of thing. She, you become PIA and she becomes CIA and all these type of things. You're sending negative messages to your children, and then they also, they lack that self-confidence. You need to understand the unintended consequences for your children, my brother.
So then how do I convince my hubby not to talk to other women. We women have a natural jealousy in us. You know that, Ustad. I trust my husband completely, but want to kill him sometimes. Anonymous sister, Ustad.
That is very good. You must remember, you must have that jealousy. Write it down or make a mental note, my sister. All your sisters, all your daughters, all your mothers. You call that ghira. What you call? Ghira. Ghira is to have that self-honor, self-respect, self-esteem. How can this husband of yours do this and so forth? And then you get very, very upset. He's flirting with this lady, talking with that lady. How are you, my poppy? How are you, darling? How are you, my dear? Oh, but when he speaks to the wife, then he speaks roughly. So there you must be upset, 100%. Therefore, Islam spoke about there must be separation between, separation between the genders. And when you speak, you must remember, then Quran spoke about the most honorable woman, the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, Lastun. You are not like the other women in this world. Your rank, your status is the highest, is sublime. You are the mothers of this ummah, wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. So ya nisa an nabi, lastunna ka hadim minan nisa, inittaqitunna, provided you have taqwa. Obviously they had taqwa, piety. Then Allah addresses them, the honorable wife, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, Sayyida Zainab, all of them. Fala takhda'an بالقول. Don't speak in a soft tone. Don't speak in any tone. The people opposite the man will get different ideas, Allah forbid. فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. So the person who's got nifaq, hypocrisy, will start thinking. وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Speak in a firm manner. Surah chapter 33, verse 32. But today's world, the world of democracy, the world of capitalism, the world of secularism, the satanic systems of Zionism. So all this put together, they have PR, public relations. They train the ladies to speak in a manner where they'll empty your pockets for you also. And they'll train the men also that how he must flirt with the lady, that they call PR, public relations. So in Islam, that's another satanic tactic that they use. We need to go to Quran Sharif. We need to go to Sunnah Mubarakah and understand all these webs and all these traps of the shaitan and the agents of the Satan and Dajjal.
Ustaz, we've got an anonymous brother who's not a Muslim. He says, yeah, yes, sir, I am listening to you right now. He says, yeah, hello, sir. Wake up and smell the roses. Marriage is not a bliss. It's hell on earth. Muftis, why do people marry, sir? Ustaz.
So my brother, looks like that you were married or you are married and your marriage is no more a bed of roses. But my brother and humanity, that maybe your name is Tom, Dick or Harry, but doesn't matter. So your bed has become a bed of thorns and not a bed of roses. So how can you take the micro and now say this is applicable to the macro? It happened to you once or twice, and both times your marriage and so forth ended in a disaster. So now you're painting everybody with the same brush. Is that fair, my brother? Let us look at humanity and see. Every messenger, every prophet is selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. Number two, every prophet, messenger of Allah got married. And remember, beside John the Baptist, Yahya alayhi salam, Hasura wa Nabiya min as-salihin, Quran says. Even Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, after his second coming, he'll get married and he'll have two sons and then he'll pass away a natural death in Medina. Munawwara will be buried next to the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So all this we believe in, my brother. Now what you want to tell the world is that no, marriage is not a bliss. So what is the bliss then? So we have to start looking for some alternatives. What will you say is a bliss, my brother? To have a girlfriend? To have many, many girlfriends? That you want to have Adam and Eve? You want to have Adam and Steve? Is that what you call it? bring a bliss, my brother. So then that human being is relegating himself to the level of animals. Remember that animals do that. That today is mating season. They're mating here, mating there, mating there. We are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Marriage, my brother, is so sacrosanct and is so great in Islam that you read chapter 44, verse 54. In this world, people like me, like Mona Arafat and others, we solemnize the nikah, the marriage ceremony. But on the day of justice, when all the verdicts are passed, then Allah, Jalla wa Ala, the Supreme Being, He Himself will solemnize the nikah and say, these are your hoors, these are your beautiful damsels in Jannah. And He, Allah, performs the nikah, solemnizes the marriage ceremony. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. So if you are saying that, my brother, then look at the other alternatives and you will find each one of them is a satanic alternative. Come to the natural system, and the natural system is Islam. And the biggest mistake you are making, you're taking the micro, your life, and you're applying it on the macro, that on all humanity. So maybe something is wrong with you. Why did your first wife run away? Why did your second wife have an affair? Why did the third wife go on drugs? I don't know you. I'm just thinking aloud, my brother. So you need to ask yourself these difficult questions.
Ustad, the brother says, address him as Mr. Candy. And he says, you just have opened my eyes, sir. I'm really, really, really sorry. I was married to my Grace and she has left me. And you are right, Ustad. His marriage broke, Ustad.
You see, Mr. Candy, what you're supposed to do is this. You're supposed to give your wife candy. You're supposed to be candid with her. Allah, and in Allah, that way. But now you did not do this. Now you're a broken man, Mr. Candy. So when you're a broken man, you feel that now everything is haywire. No. Allah, the Supreme Being, still loves you. Therefore, He gave you this opportunity today that you can listen to us. You are in Durban, you are overseas, wherever you are. So we want to help you, my brother. Now, how are we going to help you? You have to turn the negative to the positive. So the first thing you do is, I'm sure you got the Quran, right? The noble Quran. And if you don't have, you just Google it. Chapter 39, verse 53. Make a note of it, Mr. Candy. Chapter 39, and we call Surah, but it means chapter 39, verse 53. First thing you have to do, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become despondent, disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. So Allah always gives us that second chance. He always gives us that motivation, inspiration. Me and you, people will condemn us. They will write us off. You see a car in an accident, they say beyond repairs. They'll say Mr. Candy is beyond repairs. That is people. You don't worry about people. You speak to Creator, Allah. Say, oh my beloved Allah, my Supreme Being, I made a terrible mistake. My Grace, my wife, she left me. This happened. Maybe the children, we don't know, Mr. Candy. But Allah is still prepared to give you another chance. So you can't go now and make and paint everybody with the same brush and say that no, marriage is just a bed of thorns the whole time. No, marriage is wonderful. It will become a bed of roses. But we need to be giving candy to the wife. We need to be candid to her. We need to be sharing the love with her. There must be no wine. There must be no swine. There must be no affairs and so forth. Then you will find the mercy of Allah descending. So you keep on praying. And if you did wrong to your Grace, I'm not telling you to go and try and rekindle things with her. You must remember, but you must send a message to her father, to her mother, and say, I apologize for the way I treated your daughter. That is what you should be doing.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, 27 minutes to 12 o'clock. I'm actually in tears, Ustaz, because the brother is crying and he's a non-Muslim. And he says, I was a man with power. I used to physically abuse my Grace until I hit her one day unconscious. Please pray for me, sir. Pray for God. I just want my grace back, but she has left me now. I'm all broken into pieces. This is Mr. Kendi Ustad.
You see, Mr. Kendi, it's good you're speaking like this, because this is a problem that comes in all societies. You're a Christian, you're a Hindu, you're a Jew, whatever. That's your business. My message to you is to solve your problem. So you're a bodybuilder. You're taking steroids. She made a small mistake, and you donored her. Maybe you speak Afrikaans, you know. You gave her such a hiding. Now, how can she stay in that marriage? Her name is Grace, but you showed her no grace. So, I mean, how that works, brother. Now today when she's gone, now you realize what a mess you made of your life. So first thing, you connect yourself to Almighty Allah. He is the one who controls all the hearts. Number two is this: you must apologize to her and her family, and go and speak to her father, her mother, and be a man enough and say, yes, it's my mistake, but still I want to reconcile. There might be some children also, I don't know. So if you do that, you apologize, you sincere, then maybe they can, you know, convince their daughter and so forth. But you, how can you beat your wife up, my brother? And you knocked her unconscious and so forth. That's a sign of cowardice, man. Remember, brother. The strong man is he who controls his temper and emotions. I always tell the man that when you and your wife have an argument, then you, the man, get out of the house. Go to the mosque. Go to the masjid. Go and pray there. You don't stay in that house, because you'll do things that... Now, what she should do, she should go to the police and lay a charge against you. So, few days, you can go to the jail and they can panel beat you up properly there. Do you really want that, Mr. Kendi? So, think properly what you did. So, sort things out with your Creator, with our Creator, Almighty Allah, and sort things out with them, and then Allah is merciful. Inshallah, if Allah wants, you reconcile with her.
Let's go for an ad break, Ustad. I see listeners are crying and they want this recording. There's one from overseas says, Allah give him hidayat, and they're putting crying faces here. And there's another sister from UK says, well, beautiful answer there by our beloved Ustad. 21 minutes to 12. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. You know, with Mufti Sahab's answers, sometimes you cry, sometimes you smile. And I see, wallahi, may Allah ta'ala give our beloved Ustad long, lengthy, healthy, wealthy life. I don't understand, Mufti Sahab. I have given birth to a beautiful princess. I have chosen a name my husband don't like, and he has chosen a name that I don't like. Who has the right to name our daughter? Anonymous from Azadville, Ustad.
Alhamdulillah, it's such a happy occasion that Almighty Allah has blessed you with a flower, a princess, as you say. But you'll mar the occasion with your people's own petty politics. Now you chose Maria, and he says, no, Saliha. So now just keep both names finished, Maria, Saliha. Say, no, we want one name. So you are husband. So remember, you want to work with fatwa and dust and verdict and all that. So yes, you got the right. But if you got common sense, you will tell your wife, oh darling, oh poppy, oh my sweetheart, you the one who carried the baby. You went through the labor pains. You are breastfeeding her. I will now suppress my desires, and we choose the name you happy with, provided that it's got a good meaning. That is akhlaq. That is character. That is how you cement your marriage, my brother. Don't be a tinpot dictator that this flower of yours becomes a means of causing harm to your marriage. The baby has come, the flower princess has come to cement your marriage and not to bring fragmentation in the marriage. So you, husband, you wrong. So you must remember that you suppress your desires and go and apologize to your wife and say, I'm happy now. That we will keep the name you like and you love, provided the name is Islamic and has a good meaning. So that's perfect. And I told you 101 times, what you worried about, my brother? You are the father. Tomorrow, on the day of justice, innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. Your wife said Maria. I'm just putting names on my head, you know. So your wife said Maria. You said Saliha. So tomorrow, and your name is Ayyub. So you must remember, she will be called Maria binte Ayyub, Saliha binte Ayyub, and Zakira bint Ayyub, whatever name you'll choose. So she, the child will be attributed to you, and you shall be called by your name. So you got that honor. So give your wife the opportunity. MashaAllah, she went through all this difficulty. Now she went through all that. What is a happy occasion? Now you're fighting about these things here. So you show your good akhlaq, remember, and character, and show your wife, no, my darling, what you say, 100% I agree. That is what Muslim husband supposed to do.
Ustaz, listen to the sister here. She says, but Mufti sahab, my children, they smoke the hookah together with us as a family, the hookah. My younger son refuses to join us. And he says that Mufti AK says it's haram. How can pure ingredients be haram? This child is now causing havoc in our home. Now what must I do, Mufti sahab? Anonymous sister.
Your first thing you must do is today after Zohar, you must read before Zohar, after Zohar, read two rakat, salatu shukr. Allah Ta'ala gave you one son, at least was on the right path. Now let us see, make this a case study. In your house, father, mother, children, four children, three children, all busy with the hookah. How much money you'll spend on that? So what Quran says, chapter 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That people who are wasting, squandering their money, their brothers of shaitan. So you're a whole father, mother, children becoming brothers of shaitan. Second one, what benefit is there in hookah? If that person smoked that hookah and what have you, so that she shall call whatever you want to. And then your husband, your house son comes to the masjid. He's causing harm to the angels. He's causing harm to the musallis, the people performing salat next to him. He's desecrating the sanctity of the masjid. The hadith authentic of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Muwatta Malik, la dwarara wa la dirar. Don't cause harm to yourself. Don't cause harm to others. Sister, it's not one crime, it's multiple crimes. Hookah, 100% haram. Therefore, thank your son that at least he's got common sense and is telling you that Mufti AK said like that. We don't speak from our pocket. We speak from Quran. We speak from Sunnah. We speak from the fatwa verdict of Sahaba and according to the four schools. So you must remember to sell hookah, to smoke hookah, to bring that pipes and whatever you call and leave it there in the house. And say, no, we just for adornment is there. We're not you. All this is shaitaniyat and not permissible in Islam. What a horrible, terrible habit. How many hours and hours are going there? The family is there and everybody busy with the shisha, with the hookah and these things here. So you must remember that, get rid of that, and you must become a pure and a chaste person externally and internally. In Islam, we don't only nourish our body, we nourish our soul. I pose this question to you, my sister. Do you really think that this hookah is good for your internal body? Do you really think it's good for your spirituality? Do you really think it's good for you, your husband, your son, when they have that and then they go to mosque and all that? You think it's good? So think properly, sister. The Muslim of today, because whole day they're watching TV, whole day they're addicted to their phones. So what they do, the name is Bilal, but Bilal's thought process is just like Bali. And you must remember the daughter's name is Maryam, but Maryam thinks just like Mary. So we must be thinking like Muslims. Our thought process may be a Muslim. Not we are having Muslim names, but we got Western ideas and Western concept in our mind, body and soul. That is rejected, and take that out of our system.
Allahu Akbar. 14 minutes to 12 o'clock. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. 084-786-3132. I would like to request for some advice, dear respected Mufti Saab. I am from Actonville. My neighbor's eye is on my husband, Mufti Saab. She come home to borrow things only when he comes home from work. Should I confront my husband? There's no brother between them, and they speak casually in front of me. Please help me, Ustad.
Okay, Actonville brings back memories, early 70s. I was schooling there. You must remember that. And we had no Jumma there in the school, you know. So they used to allow us to go Fridays, William Hills. They used to allow us to go to 7th Street Masjid, what you'll call the Jumma Masjid or Jami Masjid now. So we used to call it 7th Street. So one day, then we shouldn't come back to school. school. We just run around here and there. So then the school said, nobody can go for Jummah. And then they called the Maulana to come and say, he must make the Jummah. Maulana Mangli, Rahmatullah alayhi, passed away. Allah gave him Jannatul. So one day he didn't pitch up. Now they were all looking. So few guys knew I'm a Hafiz. So they told me that you better make this. So I all mixed up. But anyway, we did it also, you see. So we Actonville brings back a lot of memories also. Anyway, the point I'm making here is this. You see, that you must speak to your husband, cement your relationship with him. Ya wadudu, ya wadudu, ya wadud. And Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. So you must remember that Allah Ta'ala will enhance the love and so forth. Definitely, she has a hidden agenda and your husband is falling in her trap. So you must start reading today. Today is Wednesday after Zuhr. Surah 29, verse 30. Surah chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsidin. Oh Allah, you help me and assist me against the mischief makers and troublemakers. And against her, your name is Fatima, Zainab, Aisha. Her name is Jamila and what have you. So you must remember that. So she is now trying to cause harm in your marriage. So you must, she finds your husband attractive and is handsome and what have you, and he's falling for that. So you must remember, you must read. Read now the dua with me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection. Min jari su, from the evil neighbor. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jari su fi daril muqama, where in their place of residence. So protect us from the evil neighbors in the places where we reside and we stay. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jari su fi daril muqama. So you just read that. Ya Allah, protect me from the evil neighbors. And you read Rabbin surni al-qawm mufsidin. And when she comes to borrow things, tell her this is not some library and this is not some Christmas father's house. You go from here. Treat her roughly, and you must tell your husband that you're standing up because she's going to cause harm to your marriage and so forth. Never mind, she can put her face. You must remember that. So you must be firm and stern with such people, that they come there and they want to go and start flirting with your husband, so they lose their haya and shame and modesty like that. So you have to address your husband first, and remember, you have to speak to her and tell her she's no more welcome in your house. More so when your husband is there. And if she really needs something, then she can come there when you are there alone, not when your husband is there. And then that will be end of the story. But don't forget, daily they are enemies of ours. So what we read, Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsidin. Allah, in our new South Africa, we know what's happening now. They say the budget this afternoon at 2 o'clock. But what's going to do with the budget? Eskom put their price up. The petrol is going up. The price of ginger garlic is gone beyond the skies, I think you must remember. Suddenly I'm also going shopping and I see the prices. So you get the shock of your life. We just pay, we don't worry, you know. So you just see, how can the poor people survive? So this is a tragedy. You must remember these things here. What a beautiful country, but gone to the dogs, literally. That's the truth. We have to speak the truth. You must remember that. So, Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jari su fi daril muqama. So, these are the wonderful du'as you must read.
Allahu Akbar. I see the brother from Standerton. He says, Mufti Sahab, I don't think you know me, but I know you because I got family in Heidelberg. And I'm listening to you now also. So he says that, Mufsab, is jealousy a good thing? My wife keeps on saying how smart car my neighbors drive. And we drive, he says what? Scadams or whatever.
A jalopy.
This is putting pressure on me, Mufsab. But I can't afford a new car. My car moves and does its job well. Can I tell my wife to go stay by my neighbor? Ustad.
So you must remember that type of jealousy that your wife got is haram, is not permissible. So you, my brother from Stenerton, you got connection in Heidelberg. Half Stenerton is my connection also. My mother and them, rahimahullah, my nanima, she passed away 27 night. They from Stenerton. So anyway, Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. So you, my brother, you must tell your wife and yourself, you yourself must practice, and your children, after every salat, we must read قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ once قُلْ أَوِ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَوِ النَّاسِ. So the last three surahs, chapters of the Noble Quran, you read. That's a sunnah, a nabawiyah, the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. And what is the one lesson? وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. So Ya Allah, protect me from those who are jealous of us. So that is to protect yourself. And when you are jealous of somebody, then you praise them. So yeah, your wife, you must tell her she's making three big problems. Problem number one, na shukri. And Nabi alayhi salam said that remember majority of the people that will end up in Jahannam will be the women. So the women asked, but why Ya Rasulullah? Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, open his Bukhari's hadith and Mishkat and the Mustad Ahmad and that. Tuksirna la'ana, that you curse people with takfurna al-ashir. And you very ungrateful to your husbands and so forth. So this is ingratitude on her part. You got your car, is 1999 model, 2005. Your neighbor got the car. You must remember that 2019, 2020, 2021. So what? She want to keep up with the Jones and all that? So you must. That is shaitani at that. So number one, teach her gratitude. Then number two, the old car is gold. It's doing all the job. So you must remember. So what is there to complain? It's not you don't have a car. So remember that too. Third one is husband, wife, you have to cement your relationship based on iman, righteous actions and deeds and so forth, not on material things. Material things will come secondary. This is Quran. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat sayaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda. Verily, when you have iman, true iman, and you continue with your righteous deeds, then Allah will bring the mahabba. Allah will bring the true love. Remember, the love for cars and curtains and carpets, all these seas, all that will become secondary. You must remember. One day I went to my family's house, you know, and they poshed up their whole kitchen and the dining room. And then so I went and I ate and I came out. So they asked me, you little bit tipsy or what? So, but what happened? I said, but don't you see everything is changed? I said, oh, let me see now. So what importance it is.
Allah.
It means nothing. You understood? So you must remember what it means. It means nothing.
Allah.
So, but we make that the object of our life. You must remember that. So inna allazina amanu, Surah 19, Surah Maryam, verse 96. Show that this dunya means nothing. Allah will bring the dunya at your feet. But remember, we make the dunya our object, then we lose the deen also.
Haq.
Understand this lesson of Islam. Show the dunya you are unimportant, and Allah will bring the dunya at your feet. And chase the dunya, and then we will look for all these backdoor fatwas and all that. That's also jais, that also jais, this maulana, this mufti, that sheikh. So that is how we make all zigzag business. So remember, if you want true love, then this is the recipe, divine recipe, iman and righteous deeds. Then Allah brings love between husband, wife, parents, children, the house becomes Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, and serenity. Surah 19, Surah Maryam, verse 96.
I see Bart says from Standard, and he says, Mufti Saab, tell that sister that the husband must just buy her a small Camry. You know what our beloved brother, Jamaat brothers, they drive, Ustad.
You don't get small Camry, my brother. You don't know Camry. They say Camry is the Maulana's cars because the Maulana's have 5-6 children. And you know the Camry, you can put the whole cow inside. You slaughter the Kurbani, you put the whole thing in the boot. It's the car with the biggest boot. But nowadays the camera is getting small. But I'm speaking of the original camera. My brother Junaid Khan, Junaid Mota, he had camera, you know, 25, 30 years old. Now 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, they met up with accident. So he's looking for camera. He's looking for a nice Toyota. So anybody got to sell, you contact Junaid Mota, our Junaid Khan. You understand? So inshallah, that's good inshallah.
I see a lot of the brothers are messaging today on the program, Ustad. No sisters. This brother says, I like fishing, Muftisab. My wife can't stand it. Now she wants me to stop fishing because she don't like going to the beach. Is she just in what she's saying? This is a brother from Newcastle, Ustad.
So my brother, why you want to go fishing and take your wife and all these type of things? So you must tell your wife, okay, we're going to Durban and so forth. So now I'll leave you by your family and so forth, by your auntie or by your, you know, by your mother-in-law, her mother or somebody like that. And then you go your fishing, but your intention of fishing mustn't be just catch and put back and all that. That's not permissible. So you catch the fish and all that, you eat it and so forth, give it to poor people like that. So it's simple, you must just make taksim. Taksim means that you say that I will do that which I want to fishing, but you don't must salat and all. And second one is that she, you leave her by her family and somebody like that. So now what you are doing is the wrong thing. Now you're taking your wife in that boat, deep sea fishing, she's vomiting, she's feeling dizzy and all that. So why are you imposing that upon her? She doesn't like it. So finish. So let her do that which she likes. So leave her in the hotel and you go there. So in that way. But make sure you don't go with some woman. Then it causes big problem.
4 minutes to 12 o'clock. Ustad, Mr. Kenny wants to know, can he come and see you, Ustad? Do you offer marriage classes? He says he's going to a counseling to a sister, but he's not happy with his sister, Ustad.
You must go to a brother. You are in Durban. I don't do all these things, my brother. I'm inundated. I don't have time for all these things. So you must remember that what you need to do, I think you are in Durban. You go to any mosque, you understand? You are there in Durban Central. Gray Street Mosque is there. West Street Mosque is there. May Street Mosque is there. If you are in the South Coast, Ispingo Beach is there. You're in the North Coast, then Umslanga is there. So wherever you are, just go there, Vellum, whatever. Stanger. So all these places, you go there and you speak to the imam. And you just take my name, they all know me. So you just take my name, AK sent you, you understood? And you want to speak to the imam and then they'll give you advice. It's free of charge. They won't charge you, my brother. That sister is going to charge you and give you wrong advice also. So leave her out and you go to the men, inshallah. Then you must go back to your grace, okay? Yeah, let's remember that.
Ameen. Gee, Ustad, 084786313. Last question, Ustad. I see another brother says here. He says, Mufti, my wife is the breadwinner in our home. But because she brings in the matcha, she wants to rule me. Who's the boss? Mufti. This is from Johannesburg, Ustad Mayfair.
Yeah, but what you doing? If she's bringing in the matcha, she's bringing in the moolah, as they call nowadays. So what you doing? Just checking with the TV. You're just checking the sports. So you must remember that because now is qalbe mawdu. Things are going upside down. So you lost your job. Oh, you got, retrenched or what have you. Allah alone knows. So you must go and say, I'm prepared to do any halal work. So what we decided to do, we want the easy option. Sit on my laurels and think of Hadi and the wife will bring in. So the wife will give you a history lesson and a geography lesson. She will tell you, you don't talk nothing here. Because you must remember, I'm working, I'm bringing the money, I'm paying the bills, I'm paying the water lights, I'm doing. So you won't be able to stop that. Because you, in Islam, you're supposed to be the breadwinner. In Islam, the daughter is born, the father has to pay all the expenses. Till she gets married. After marriage, till death, the husband has to do that. But now in your case, I don't know, but I'm just assuming that it seems you are not working, whatever the circumstances. So don't allow the status go on. Things will get worse, remember that. So what you have to do is say no. From today, after Zohar, I'm reading 2 extra rakat salat, I'm going in sajda, I'm crying to Allah, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Ya Abbas, it Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah. Read the 99 names of Allah. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Allah, you are the best of giver. Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Allah, you are the one who increased the risk and sustenance. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah, open the doors for me, Ya Allah, so I can go and get a job and not sit like a, you know, a person at home, just sit on the laurels and think of Hadi. So that is what, then your wife will start respecting you more and more. So that you have to think turns around, my brother. No sense complaining and say, who's the boss? That you the boss, but the boss is not fulfilling his duties. So Amir means that you have to be paying the bills, not she. You have to be the one working, not she. So that is why that your results will go also the other way around. So do that, inshallah. Okay, we're going for 12 o'clock. Brother Yusuf Ali is here for the news, and thereafter current affairs with Alpha Senghosi, and then 1 o'clock Adhan, and then today we have a fascinating lesson in Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse number 11, Waqiyatu Ifk, about Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. And thereafter, remember 132:2, we go to the archives and verses 8 to 11 from Surah Ma'idah, and inshallah the programs will continue. Today is Wednesday after Zohar. Make special dua for us and the Ummah. You can see how many problems there are. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it easy for everybody. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Merkez Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.